Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Breeders' Cup weekend. The first of two is we're going to take a look at the Friday late pick four. And I'm Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Jim is out at Del Mar, site of this year's Breeders' Cup. It'll be coming to Keeneland next year. Jim, we're going to take a look for this podcast at the late pick four on Friday that ends in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. So it includes the Juvenile Fillies Turf, the Juvenile, and the Juvenile Turf. So let's go to race seven and the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies on a main track at a mile and a 16th. How did you see this one?
Well, I think it starts with the two horses coming out of the Alcibiades at Keeneland. And I was really impressed with the movement forward that Percy's Bar showed there. Percy's Bar was 6.5 lengths behind Tommy Joe in New York in the spinaway. And talking to the connections prior to the race, they thought that she'd improve stretching out and maybe Tommy Joe wouldn't. And I think that's exactly what happened. Percy's Bar loved the stretch out, got an easy lead on the inside, held off Tommy Joe fairly easily, but unfortunately Machado moved Percy's Bar to the middle of the track and impeded Tommy Joe, and they took her down. I thought that Percy's Bar ran the much better race there, so I'm going to take Percy's Bar on top here. The other horses you have to consider here, though, are the horses that come out of the other two-year-old preps, and most noticeably Iron Orchard from the Frisette nosed out Riley Toll. In a gutsy effort, she came from out of it and ran her down the stretch. That's the first time she had shown the ability to come from off the stretch. She off the lead. She had led wire to wire in her first two wins. So I think Iron Orchard moves forward off that one and has a shot. Bottle of Rouge for Bob Baffert won the Del Mar Debutante out here and beat Explora, who's the other horse that I take on the outside for Baffert. She came back and won the Oakleaf at a mile and 16th, so she may want to stretch out as opposed to Bottle of Rouge. So I think those four or five horses that you have to use, I didn't go any further than that in this race. The others just seem to be a notch below. I think Percy's Bar, I'm going to take the home course, the home court favorite for Lexington, and think that Percy's Bar might carry her race out to Del Mar and win this race.
I would love to see that. I was victimized by that DQ. I loved her in the Alcibiades, and I think wouldn't be surprised at all if she comes back with a winning race here. I took the home team with Explorer for Baffert just off that decisive win when they took the blinkers off in the Oakleaf, and then three works since. I think she's going to be a lot to handle. Percy's Bar showed that she could go up to the front and run just as well last time. And then the other one I liked a little bit in here is I'm going more narrow for ticket structure purposes. Lawali out on the outside. They're changing to Pratt on this horse. And the horse was off a step slow last time and got a little keyed up. And I think Pratt can get this one closer. The pedigree's there to like the extra distance. So I'm going to throw Lawali onto here to get a little bit of a price. So I'm going to use three horses. The Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf is at a flat mile on the turf course at Del Mar. And I really went outside the box here with Ballantina, 30-1 on the morning line. This horse is a late runner, and that will help negotiate the outside post position because I think she'll drop back. On August 3rd, she was beaten a nose in a Group 3, and the first and third place finishers in that race came back to run very well on Arc Day at Longchamp. O'Sheen Murphy rode her to a win back in May. He's back in the saddle here. And the trainer won this race with Porta Fortuna back in 2023. So I just thought in a race where I didn't have a strong opinion, I'm going to go against the favorite because of the post position. I'm going to put Precise on the ticket in case she's just better, but I don't like the post for the big favorite in here. And then Switch in Love won first time out and then was second in a stake, and that was both at a mile. And that horse is 20-1. And this trainer won the first two races for Japan back in 2021. So he's bringing one back here to Del Mar. So I am going to go with those three and end it there and not feel real confident about that. But with the ticket structure, that's what I'm going to end up with. So how about you?
I went with a favorite. I've heard a lot of good things about Precise. The 13 hole is not ideal, But Aidan O'Brien, it was really impressive. This morning I was watching the workouts, and his horses come down the outside of the track and then come back up the track in single file galloping. It's just so impressive as to how he does his job. And all of his horses come here live. This one's run four in a row at four different racetracks in Ireland and Great Britain. And I just think that she has a reputation of coming over here, and the Europeans seem to be better in this race, and I'm just going to take her and take a stand. The two horses that came out of the Jessamine, the speed figures weren't that good that day. The Imagination of the Lady won it for Brendan Walsh over Time to Dream, who was the heavy favorite in there, who had a kind of a tough trip. She comes from out of it as well, so the fact that you like Valentina coming out of it, Time to Dream may set up for her if there's a speed duel on the front. I can't tell. These horses that have raced already ground support coming out of the Miss Griot wants to lead. The foreign horses, I'm not sure how they're going to race, but I just heard so many good things on Precise. I'm going to take a stand here and single the 13 horse. I don't think I single 13s very often, but she may just be that good.
Ninth race is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile back on the main track at a mile and a 16th. How'd you see this one?
Well, I think this one, Ted Noffey is the horse to beat coming out of the Breeders' Futurity. I had some doubts that day that he was that good. He certainly looked that good that day. The track at Keeneland was somewhat speed favoring, and I thought Blackout Time ran a really good race that day to get second behind Ted Noffey. So I'm going to use both of them in here. Kenny McPeak has Blackout Time. After a little bit of a layoff, came back, ran really well, but couldn't get to Ted Noffey, and it wasn't really close. Ted won by 2 3/4. And so if he moves forward off of that, he's going to be really, really tough to handle in here. The home course horse, Brant, for Bob Baffert, any horse that gets a 101 buyer first time out and then backs it up with a win in the Del Mar Futurity, you got to consider him as one of the favorites. I'm not sure 4-5 and 5-2 are what they're going to wind up. I think it might be like 6-5 and 8-5. So both those horses have a shot. I'm going to use Blackout Time as a possibility that Kenny's got this one going the right way, and he takes another step forward with Irene Ortiz, a big move up from Christian Torres.
I really like Blackout Time a lot here. I know Kenny had told me that Brian Hernandez had told him that this horse was the best young horse that he'd ever been on for the McPeak stable. And the horse certainly ran like it, and that blowout maiden win at Ellis, came back, improved 10 points on the buyer scale off a 2-month break in the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity, like the switch to Irene Ortiz, like you mentioned. And I just went back and watched that race a couple more times. This horse was down on the inside, and litmus test ran pretty well. It's a Baffert horse. And so he couldn't get out of the box he was in because litmus test was not fading to open up a hole. And you had Ted Noffey on the outside and a keeping Blackout Time in that spot. And so Ted Noffey makes his move and accelerates away from the field. And then finally Blackout Time gets out of that box and goes up around litmus test and starts to run, and basically ran, I thought, stride for stride, maybe just slightly even improving against Ted Noffey down the stretch. It's just he gave him that head start on the final turn. So I think with a better trip, this horse can most definitely turn the tables. So I like him a lot, and I will make him a key horse in exactas with the two favorites, because I think either one of those are certainly viable candidates, and they'll use those three on the ticket for my pick four. Race 10 wraps up this Friday pick four, the late one, the Juvenile Turf at a mile. And I went for a little bit of a, I thought this was a race that didn't have a standout, so I wanted to try to look for a price, and ended up settling on Outfielder for Wesley Ward at 10-1. This horse went to 6 furlongs on dirt last time and beat a well-regarded Tom Amos runner, who was 5 lengths ahead of third. Getting back on the turf now, just looked tremendous back in the spring when breaking his maiden, and it's an odd path to go 6 furlongs on the dirt, now back to a mile on the turf. But I like the minute and 2/5 work with the dogs up over 5 furlongs on the Keeneland turf in late October. And I have to think that was a pretty impressive work. Didn't see it, but just, you know, with being out in the middle of the track and still having that time. So I'm going to take a shot with outfielder on top in here. Botas has two wins at a mile and a 16th already. Post position's not great. North Coast, it's American ownership team, John Oxley, Gary Barber. Horse won by 6, 2 back, and was second, then was second by, and was 8 lengths ahead of third place. And that was a little bit of a yielding turf last time in the Group 1. Turf Star is a horse I made my long shot pick at Keeneland when he ran, and he ran really well. And it's Graham Motion, and this horse that beat him was a well-regarded Pletcher runner last time. So I think Turf Star's got a shot coming out of the Bourbon at a price. Gestad from France, certainly strong contender. The 9, Argos, was a Group 1 win. And then the 5, Let's Be Frank, just on the jock change. I'm going to throw that one on. So I'm going to go 6 deep. That's why I had to kind of structure my ticket. I just think this is ripe for an upset. How did you see this one?
Yeah, I thought this one was the more wide open of the races. I didn't go quite that deep. I went 5 deep. And I also used outfielder for Wesley Ward simply because he gets these horses ready for these races. And, yes, it's an odd way to go. You take him to Deauville and run in a Group 1, got beat by 2 3/4, and then came back to a Keeneland Dirt and won. But, obviously, this horse has a great deal of ability, and it would not surprise me for him to jump up and run really big. The horses I liked are on the outside, so just like we talked about with the juvenile fillies, the outside post is not ideal, but probably the best horse is in the 14-hole, Gestad for Aiden O'Brien, off a near miss in a Group 1. He's had three seconds in Group 1s after winning a Group 2, so I would not be surprised to see him right there. Hey Nene for John Sadler is stuck in the 13-hole, but won here at Del Mar last time out in a Grade 3 at a mile, so has experience over the track. Like I said, I used outfielder. I used Bottas, the horse you mentioned from Miguel Clement, coming out of the Pilgrim with Manny Franco coming out to ride. And then Argus for Riley Mott. I think Riley's had a Breeders' Cup winner. This might be his first one because I think this horse has a shot at 6-1 coming off the win in the Summer Stakes at Woodbine. So, yeah, I think the final leg of the pick four on Friday is really wide open.
So how did you build your pick four ticket?
So I didn't spend that much here. I went 5 deep in the first leg, 1, 2, 4, 5, 7, with 13, with 2, 7, 8, with 3, 9, 12, 13, 14 for $37.50.
I ended up with an $81 ticket, 4, 7, 9, with 6, 10, 13, with 2, 7, 8, with 3, 5, 6, 9, 11, 12, $81 for a 50-cent pick four. And I think it will. I think there's a good chance it'll pay you well if you can find a way to hit it. The other one I was going to throw out here starts the late pick five is the, and it starts a $3 turf pick three that they are featuring. Is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint in the 6th race. Schwarzenegger is going to be interesting in there, coming off a nice win at Keeneland. But I took Lenny Lou, who actually broke her maiden at Keeneland back in the spring. And she comes off a race down at Gulfstream Park. But from all reports, training really well. And I remember back when she won at Keeneland in the spring, they were really high on her. Took her over to Ascot, and she really ran pretty well. So it's no bargain with that 12-hole, but it's a filly running against males, but if I can get a little bit of a price, I'll take Lenny Lou in there. Anybody you like in that race?
I like the same two outside the favorites, Havana Anna, the 8 for Dinoche O'Brien, and then Aiden O'Brien has the favorite, True Love. Those horses both ran well and overseas. And I think Lenny Lou, if you're listening to Patrick Biancone's daughter, she's high on this filly. She's really fired up, and I think Andy may tear down Del Mar if she wins because she loves this filly. So it would be such a good story, and Andy is such a great ambassador for the sport. It would be a really nice story if Lenny Lou could win. And Schwarzenegger had trouble getting to the races back in Saratoga, but finally broke his maiden didn't break his maiden at Saratoga, actually broke his maiden in the Indian Summer at Keeneland. So, and beat a couple horses that came back to this race. So if he takes a step forward, I think he's right there as well.
Best of luck with your plays on the Friday portion of the Breeders' Cup card. We'll be back to talk about the Saturday card in the next edition of our In the Money podcast or KeenelandSelect.com.